about a week away from Christmas. Sorry the podcast is so late today. I didn't really want to go into a deep topic because I know Christmas is right around the corner. Everybody's shopping, trying to get last minute shopping out of the way. But, and if you didn't get your children everything that they wanted, don't feel bad, because you're providing a roof for them, you're loving them, you're caring for them each and every day, which a lot of kids don't understand. They feel like they have to have certain material things. And as a parent, we can bend over backwards to get this and get that to try to please a kid for Christmas. But like I said in the earlier podcast, you can do all you can, spend all the money in the world, it doesn't make a kid love you anymore. It does not make the kid love you anymore. So if you're out here trying your best to break your neck, working long hours to please a child because they may want the new iPhone, which they already have a phone, it's not even worth it. It's not worth it. Because if they want a phone, it's going to be other stuff that they want too. So all I'm saying is, you don't have to, they don't have to get everything they want. They don't have to get everything they want. What we should be doing this year, if we're not already, if you want to do Christmas shopping, help a frontline worker, a postal worker, your primary care doc, somebody that has helped you, maybe a person that had cared for your mom or your dad or somebody in your life that you normally wouldn't give a gift to, you should give them a gift. Even if it's from the dollar store, but show them that you appreciate them. Because you're spending all this money on your boo, your children, but haven't even thought about other people that are important in your life. But I challenge everyone. Everyone has an elderly aunt, uncle, grandparent, or somebody. Give them a gift. Let them know that they're special. It don't have to be a lot, but go out of your way to give them a gift. And COVID is still popping. New strains are still popping out. This week is Christmas. People tend to be with their family. So be careful. Be careful. Take care of yourself. Don't worry about what somebody else got. You take care of yourself. Pop a multivitamin if you have to. You know, drink some hot tea. Leading up to Christmas, try to get your immune system up, because you may be around family members that's not taking care of themselves. So you're going to take care of yourself just in case you come in contact with family. And like I say, this week is not a lot I want to talk about. It's just, you know, hope everybody have a Merry Christmas. And if you didn't get what you want, or if you didn't get to purchase everything that you wanted to purchase for someone, don't stress over it. I mean, you know, I'm not getting all religious, but they say, some people be saying Christmas is Jesus' birthday. But it might be Jesus' birthday, but it seems like everybody else go crazy and want all types of gifts like it's their birthday. It's like we're forgetting what the whole point of December 25th. We're being selfish. It's like, it's me. What you gonna get me? But like I said, take that money, do something for an elderly person, a healthcare profession, especially if you have a sick parent and they have a visiting nurse that comes to see them and check up on them. I advise you, do something for someone that's taking care of a loved one. Or if you don't have that, find an elderly person in your life and do something nice for them. Even if it's only $2 or $3. Or just buy them lunch. If you work with an elderly person, buy them lunch. It's all about giving. And me, myself, I don't even want a gift on Christmas. I'm a giver. I never want gifts. I get happy to please others. The gift that I want is to open my eyes up on Christmas Day. It's the best gift you can ask for. If I can open my eyes, I'm happy. I'm happier than if I had $1 million. But that's just me. Okay. About to end this, but I want y'all to have a Merry Christmas. And it's Christmas and you want to drink. If you're going to drink, don't drive. You know, now that we have Ubers, there's no reason for you to be on the road driving to put your life in jeopardy or somebody else's life. We have Lyft and we have Uber. You can easily call somebody. And then again, if it's Christmas and if you want to have a drink or two, just have a drink or two. You don't have to overdo it. It's not the last day on earth. But some people just overdo it. If you get tipsy or whatever, call a Lyft, call an Uber. You can save a life or lives by calling a ride and picking up that car the next day. And that's all I have. Merry Christmas.